Part two of Rosie on the House. Welcome back and good morning. The whole team of Rosie on the House gathers together every single Saturday morning to do one thing: become you, the Arizona homeowner's best friend. We do that by answering any question you have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. And we answer your question by you calling us on the toll-free number 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE, R-O-S-I-E, the number 4 and the letter U. 1-888-ROSIE for you. You tackling a project in, out, and about, or around your house or home? Give us a ring. Now, it cannot be a painting question, because that's what we're going to be covering in the 10 o'clock hour with our good friend Dale Wade, Business Development Director for PPG Pittsburgh Paints. Anything having to do with painting and exterior painting, which is what our article focuses on in the Arizona Republic today, we're going to cover in the 10 o'clock hour. You may have tried changing the color of one wall inside a bedroom at your house, and you think, well, gosh, this painting thing's pretty easy. I think next weekend I'll paint the outside of the house. Well, don't do that until you tune in to the 10 o'clock hour today, because we'll tell you that exterior painting's a bit different than changing the color of a bedroom wall. Stay tuned for that. But right now in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll take any and all calls, 1-888-767-4348. One of the reasons we want you to tune in every Saturday morning and be a loyal listener is because we're going to instruct you how to take care of your home so that you'll have the free time on weekends to listen to us on the car radio while you're driving to great places in Arizona. And we brought in a special guest this morning to talk about, you're going to be on the road in just a little while, right after the program.
We are.
Miss Julie Murphy of the Arizona Farm Bureau.
It's great to be here, Rosie.
It's always great to have you. Where are you going this afternoon?
Carlink Ranch. It's a little bit south of Tucson, and they're celebrating 130 years of ranching and farming in that area.
Romy.
That's a long time.
What kind of job is that? Driving around the state celebrating ranch birthdays.
A good one.
Huh?
That's a good job.
Would that be a job you'd like?
I love my job.
I love your job, and I don't even have it.
Yeah, we were talking earlier. We feel like, you know, we could go to a farm or a ranch once a week, and we still wouldn't hit them all. It's an amazing history, especially the ranch we're going to today. It's owned by Stephanie and Andy Smallhouse. And they're the fifth generation. If their kids stay in it, they'd be the sixth generation to farm that same area. So now that's what we call sustainable ranching.
Gosh, that's awesome. That is absolutely awesome. And that's down in Pima County?
Yes.
Below Tucson?
Yes. And my job is to get in the food line and serve barbecue.
Hot dog. Is it open to the public?
You know, it's by invitation only, just because there's so many. But I'd take you guys if you want to hop in the Farm Bureau truck with us.
All right. What time do we leave?
At noon.
At noon. All right. Yeah. Do I have to out at Higley at the headquarters?
Yes. Right off of Higley between Warner and Elliott. Elliott is our headquarters.
Now, if you don't have time or you're listening and tuning in and you haven't made it to a pumpkin patch, that's one of the main reasons we brought Julie in this week. There's a lot of great places around the state for family farms that you can go for corn mazes,
everything.
Pumpkin patching.
Pumpkin patches. We have a list. If anyone goes to Friends of Arizona Farm Bureau, that's our Facebook page. We actually have a list of all of the farms that are open today. And you got to get there today because this is the last weekend in October. And some of these, some of the farms that open up to the public, they might only be open for these 30 days to the public. And so they're having corn mazes. You can go out there and pick pumpkins. And we have a couple that are brand new this year. We have some that are a legacy of this tradition of the fall festivals.
You got a brand new one out just on the west side of town, right?
In Buckeye, and it's Rocker 7 Farm Patch. And they, as of 9 o'clock, they just opened. And they'll be open all day today and half day tomorrow. And it's $9 per person. If it's a little one in diapers, they get in free. But you get all sorts of stuff once you walk through the gates.
What a great family weekend event.
I've been out there, and I'm so impressed with the way they did this one. And it's one of our newest. It's a very impressive young couple. And the guy they hired to run it, he has a background in ag education. So you know you're not only going to have fun, you're going to learn a whole lot.
And that's out in Buckeye. If you're listening farther, we had mentioned you're going down south. Let's start down there. We'll even start farther south in Cochise County.
Yes.
All the way down in Wilcox.
Yes, we have some festivals there. And
Apple Annie's is
Apple
a
Annie's.
Very, very well-known name in southern Arizona.
And very traditional. You'll have a ball if you go there. We've been there several times. In fact, a lot of the ones we're highlighting on that listing, we've been to all of them. So we have a lot of confidence to tell you you're really going to have a good time, and it's going to be a great value for the family.
Moving up north into Pinal County, I didn't know that the Ostrich Farm had a little fall festival.
They do, and they've been around forever, and they're absolutely fun. If you go as a family, they have this huge oversized truck that will take you around and give you a tour. You'll get to learn a lot about farming and about some unique animals, aka, in this case, the ostrich.
And so you have been to this one. That's $7 a person. Five
yep.
and under are free. It's the monster truck tour that you're talking about, and that puts you above eye level of the ostrich.
It does, and you can see the whole landscape and just have a lot of fun while you're doing it.
And moving farther north now into Pima County, this is one I had never heard of, Buckaloo Farm?
Buckaloo, and they've actually been around for a while. They, in fact, they're open. Their main focus is the fall festival, and so they're really only open to the public for 30 days. Can you imagine earning most of your revenue in 30 days for the next 365 days? But when
that would be a very disciplined budget coming into November
yes.
and December.
And you have to realize, because they're farming, they're doing a lot of pre and post planning, and they're getting ready. The day it closes at the end of October, they're preparing for the next season. It's a lot of work.
And if you're listening on Northern Arizona, whether you're on CAF out of Flagstaff, Chasm in Sedona, or KQ&A in Prescott, there's a couple farms in your area. Of course, the Mortimer's family farm, which is the old Young's farm that everyone has known forever. But there's a new one, Freeman Farms.
Yes, they've actually been around for a while. They're not new this year, but they've been around for a while. And you need to go there because they really will give you a sense of the farm experience. And Norm Freeman, who runs Freeman Farms Pumpkin Festival, is just a really great guy. Very earnest, very focused on educating the public, and then also making it entertaining at the same time. If you go to their website, you'll just learn so much. They have an amazing website, do a lot of things for the family, are very family-oriented and focused. You'll get a lot out of that festival.
And we've got a lot listed in Maricopa County. We already mentioned the Rocker 7 Farm Patch. But we'll mention a couple more after we take a few calls. And there's a couple missing from this list I'm going to ask you about. We'll find out what it takes to make this list. And but right now, we're going to start in Tucson, talking a leaking foundation. Is it Thelma?
It's Thelma.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you helped me on my deck. Thank you so much. My deck looks absolutely beautiful. And now I've got a fountain that's leaking like a sieve. I had a guy that came in about 5 years ago and redid the whole interior, and it lasted about a year. Now it's leaking, and I don't know what to do.
Thelma, is it one of these precast stone
yep.
fountains that are mortared together on
yep.
top of a concrete slab?
It is.
Oh, then this is easy.
You're telling me it's easy?
It is easy. This is going to be easy. Where in Tucson are you, dear?
I'm right between Cotero Farms and Ina off I-10.
This is perfect. I want you to get to I-10 and Prince. There's a big store on the east side of the highway called Border Marvel. I want you to get in there and tell them Rosie sent you for some ThoroSeal. 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 That is an epoxy-based waterproofing cement that was invented in Germany to build concrete water silos. We use it all the time for basement waterproofing and foundation waterproofing when we're building hillside homes. I've never had it fail me ever. And what you're going to do is you're going to get in there and dry out the fountain. You're going to power wash it real good. Make sure you don't have any residual green or black mold into the existing plaster. Scrape it down real good. Might even want to wash that layer with a mild muriatic acid solution with water and a nylon brush. And then you're going to mix this ThoroSeal, which comes in bags just like cement, powder bags, 40 and 60-pound bags. You're going to mix it in a wheelbarrow with a hoe, with a mud hoe. and you're going to apply it either with a brush or a trowel. And go ahead and put a couple layers on it while you're done. And I promise you, Thelma, Thorough Seal, properly applied to that fountain, is going to give you a waterproof fountain for years and years to come.
And if you're listening and considering a fountain, you should do this before you ever fill it up. I don't know why or what they've... I can't tell you how many times you see a water fountain go in and it lasts less than 10 years. Because of this problem, hard water is another big one. After a couple years of running, it's so full of calcium and it's clogged up and the pumps. And it's a maintenance problem to have a fountain in the desert. So that's a great step. And if there's by chance, I know it adds a little bit to your softening expenses. But, man, if there's a way to get treated water out there in a modest-sized fountain. I mean, if we're talking 10,000 gallons, no way. But if it's a little 100-gallon water fountain, I would try and get treated water out to it just so it doesn't gunk up.
Could cut down the mineral deposits, that's for sure.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U if you'd like to join the conversation.